Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. Speak to us, reveal your deep truth unto us, and cause us to understand what you have in store for us. Lord, let your will be done. We cancel every ploy of the enemy against us, and we establish only your purpose. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. Tonight, we're speaking on the subject, humility before God. It is very important to begin to realize that humility plays a major role in the life of a believer. The scripture that we're going to use as our foundation. When I say foundation, women here understand what is foundation is because when they are doing their makeup, they actually apply a foundation, the first layer on their face before they put other things on. And that brings the beauty of how they want to be perceived when they go out. I mean, men do not wear makeup, except you're going to appear on a TV, then they do you a little makeup so that you come out very nice for the camera. But the foundation of the Christian life is the word called humility. We're looking at a scripture, James chapter 4, verse 6. But he gives a greater grace. Therefore, he says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Amen. God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humility is one of the most essential virtues for our Christian relationship with God. Adolfo, the American in there, they yeah yeah ejizifo, ahumbrazi, oh yeah, aza ehuhia papa papa. Today is a car ruko baby. There's a petrol yika numa on to me unkodushe. Ahumbrazi, it is like a fuel to you as a believer. So humility is one of the most essential virtues for our relationship with God. We are being reminded that a fundamental truth that our God opposes the proud but gives grace to those who humble. Onyankupon okutia nkrofa wa ye ahumado. So he calls us to walk in humility. But this verse highlights the importance of coming before God with a humble heart. Fully, let us begin to recognize our needs and realize that it is grace and favor that leads us to receive divine blessings from God. Number one, I would want to talk about God who resists the proud. Onyankopon okutia obia omoma no hodo. Bible me yet as there. Se mahuda obebrewaze. Se brewaza onyankopon bamahodo. In our life and our walk in the Christian race, we have to realize that it is God who brings promotion. It is He who appoints. It is He who leads. So if we want to receive something from the Lord, we have to learn to humble ourselves. Pride is a barrier between us and God. It causes us to rely on our own strength. If you are so proud, it causes you to rely on your own strength, on your own wisdom, and your own ability, instead of recognizing that our dependence is on God. Hallelujah. Before I read him, I want to remind you that our dependence is from God. Pride leads to self-exaltation. Which distance us from the grace of God. When we approach God with pride, we essentially declare that we don't need Him. And that's when we face his resistance. Who amongst us tonight can say that he doesn't or she doesn't need God? Without God, we are nobody. I want to establish that fact. Without God, we are nobody. But with God, we are what we are by the grace of God. Amen. I would like to talk about some examples of pride and consequences. Mepedama can be before Sahubraze na Nzama or the Ba. A biblical example of a pride is found in the story of a man called King Nebuchadnezzar. According to Daniel chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar became proud of his own achievement and power, claiming all the glory for himself. But as a result, God humbled him by causing him to lose his sanity and the kingdom until he acknowledged the sovereignty of God. I want to say this. In our daily lives, pride can show up in many forms. Watch this. It can show itself through the word arrogance. Pride can show himself in another word called self-reliance, or maybe unwillingness to admit that you have weaknesses. Obi biara wo wiadze mi wo mbraye wo nafem osofu obi osofu mami obi osofu neba obi obi a onye sofu onsu obi ye nara ye wo mbraye wo hinafem na onyankopon nu sunsun na oye hinadom me yetum yakutia de mbraye. So I want to say, to avoid God's resistance, we as believers must actively root our pride from our heart. We need to acknowledge that every blessings and success come from above. So David was able to say, I will lift up my eyes onto the mountains. From where comes my help? Indeed, my help comes from above. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to highlight on a point again that God gives grace to the humble. Onyankopon oze adum zema nya obrenu haze. Adum, the power of humility. I want you to learn tonight that humility opens the door to the grace of God. I thought you would say amen to that. Humility opens the door to God's grace. When we humble ourselves before God, we recognize that we are nothing without him, and that we depend entirely on his mercies and his love. Humility involves a deep sense of submission to God's will and acknowledging our limitations. Niaritim, me pereza asude, wa ye nyamina dumbi, no wa meemi no wye tsinkum. Adumibi, no zu kwe juma. Adumibi, no zu befie. Adumibi, no meetumitia uka ubi odetia. Adumibi, no meetumisrui. Oye adum. And if it is aduma, then learn to humble yourself. Me huwa huwa wuhu. God's grace is unmerited favor. His kindness and help that we do not deserve. This grace empowers us to live righteous life. I want to take that again. His grace empowers us to live a righteous life. Sepene ibobra onwutswa owode itasde oyadumbi. It is his grace that helps us to overcome trials. Not because he's a champion. Not because you are wonderful. Not because you are fearful. Or you are doomed. It is by grace that gives us the ability to walk closely with him. The humble are blessed because they know they cannot succeed on their own. They rely fully on God's grace to sustain them. Have you ever wondered when it is just left with your last money? And you are confronted to make choices, and you are not too sure what to do. Your last money. Do you remember that lady who had just but a little to eat with his son, and they would die? And the man of God just passed by, and the man of God didn't even just ask for water. He asked for food and water. And this woman was be compelled to just tell the story. I have a little to eat with my son and will die. But because you have asked, we will do it. Beloved, God will provide. This is a prophecy to you tonight. I say God will provide. I'm not too sure what you are going through.
Amen.
But God says, I should tell you, he will provide. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. The Lord will change your story. The Lord will cause you to triumph, even in the dry land. One of the greatest examples of humility in the Bible is found in the life of Jesus Christ. Though he was God, but he humbled himself by becoming a man and submitting to death, even on the cross. His life teaches us that true greatness comes from humility and submission to God's will. That's one thing God is asking you. He says, I know your works. I know your faithfulness. But I'm asking you, learn to walk in humility. And I will change the story for you. In our walk with God, humility looks like surrendering our plans. Humility means confessing our sins. Humility is like acknowledging that we need his help. Humility is choosing to put his desires above our own seeking. His humility is his guidance in all we do. Whether we eat or drink, we seek the will of God. Whether we have to travel to Togo or go to America, we seek the will of God. Beloved, the Lord is in control. I want to encourage us how to cultivate humility before God. Number one, prayer is an act of humility. When we come to God in prayer, we admit that we need his help and guidance. Regularly when we pray, we are saying that, God, we need you more than ever. A heartfelt prayer keeps us grounded in our dependence on God alone. Amen.
Amen.
I like what James chapter 4 verse 6 says. But he gives a greater grace, and that is our key for tonight. Therefore, he says, God opposes the proud, but give grace to the humble.
Amen.
Humility involves daily acknowledgement that we cannot live a life pleasing to God without his help. So constantly reminding God that, Lord, I cannot do it alone. Brother Isaac, go to God in the morning and say, God, I know I cannot do without you. Minister Coleman, going before the Lord and say to God, say, God, I know that you are going to go with me to the courthouse. Sister Jemima, going before God and say, God, if you don't go today, I will not leave my house. I need you to go before me. Humility means laying down our pride and control. Humility is submitting to God even when it is difficult. We must trust that his ways are higher and they are better than our ways, allowing God to be the lead us in the path he has already prepared for us. Beloved, one day, while King Nebuchadnezzar on the roof of his palace, he looked out over Babylon and boasted to himself, is this not great Babylon that I have built as the royal residence by my might, power, and for the glory of my majesty, according to Daniel chapter 4, verse 30. Nebuchadnezzar's pride was at its peak. He saw himself as the ultimate source of his source and failed to acknowledge that it was God who had given him the power to rule. Beloved, like Nebuchadnezzar, we can fall into the trap of believing that our accomplishments and successes are purely the results of our own effort. When we rely on ourselves and forget to honor God, pride takes and we distance ourselves from his grace. Beloved, my final thought to you tonight is, the story of Nebuchadnezzar is a powerful example of how pride can lead to a downfall. I want you to go before the Lord and tell God that, Lord, tonight, I need you to humble me so that I can get the grace from you. Lift me up and work a new thing in my life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are going to continue. I want to remind us of the scripture we just used as a key. But he gives a greater grace. Therefore, he says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Friends, Submit therefore to the God, but resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come close, God, and he will come close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be miserable and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord, and let his will exalt you. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, so that he may exalt you at the proper time, having cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares about you. Key points I want you to think about. Number one, the importance of humility in our relationship with God. Number two, I want to encourage you to surrender to God's will. Number three, casting our anxiety on him. Hallelujah. What does it mean to humble ourselves before God? This is a question I need to ask yourself. How does God respond to our humility? And finally, what are practical ways we can humble ourselves before the Lord? Is someone sleeping? We're going to pray. Don't sleep. I want us to enter into a time of prayer. And we are going to tell God, the Lord, humble us, cause us, oh, to walk in humility. Shall you open your mouth and begin to pray? Speak and tell God, the Lord, I need to hear you. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord, Rekatarababo Sotorianda, Eliandarababa Sotoriandaka. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord, let your name be glorified amongst us, O God, Lord. Imasotoriandarababa, Spirit of a living God, Spirit of a living God, Matoriandarababa, Sikitorianda, Lekibondorianda, Ziandarababa, Leimosiandarababa. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord, Lamosotoriandarababa. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of a living God, Spirit of a living God, Spirit of a living God, prove yourself mighty as never before. In the name of Jesus, Mekotorianda ba, Lekabatorianda rababa, Ekorianda zianda rababa. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Mokorianda rababa, Ekatorianda. Ziandarababa, Lokorianda Kayandorianda ba, Imasata Indorianda ba, Ekorianda Ziandarababa, Elobo Sotorianda rababa, Indarababa Sotorianda ya, Ekatayandorianda ba, in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of the Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord, Mekotorianda rababa, Shekotoyanda rababa, Ebelianda Sianda, Ebalababa, same of Jesus. O Karianda Basoto, Lekotorianda Ba, Imama Mama, Lekiborianda Ba, Lebo Sotorianda Rababa, Shekotorianda Ba, Ekarababa Balabaso, Ibatayandorianda Ka, Ebelianda Rababa, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, O Kariamaso, Yanda Yanda, Lekabatayanda, Lebo Torianda, Le Mama Ma, Imama Satayanda, Imama Rababa, Lek. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Ekatayanda, Eborianda Ba, Lekarababa, Edorianda Sa, Yelianda Rababa, Ebosotorianda, Efasatayanda, Ebatoyanda, in the name of Jesus, 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 Ekorianda, Emasatayanda, Lekorianda Kayanda, Ebosotorianda Fa. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of a living God, have your way, have your way, have your way, have your way. Lead us, guide us, direct us, and have your way. Imosotorianda, Imamandayanda, Elianda Satayanda, Lokotorianda ka, Imamamamamamama, Imamasotorianda ka, Ibaba Satayandorianda, Ibaba Doyandayanda, Lekorianda Satayanda, In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Mekwatayanda, Imosotorianda, Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way, Lord, have your way, have your way, tenters around, tenters around, tenters around, tenters around, in the name of Jesus, Ekorianda, Emamandorianda, Ebatorianda, Ilianda Sata, Ekarababa, Lokotorianda, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Ekarianda Sa, Ekorianda Ba, Ilianda Rababa, Losotorianda Ka, Imama Mama Mamando, Imatorianda Ka, Indarababa Sataya, Indorianda, Lekarababa, Losotorianda, Lekabatayanda, Lekorianda Yane, Le Mama Mama, Imasotorianda, Efatayanda, Ekarababa, Eborianda Rababa, Ebosotorianda Ka, in the name of Jesus.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.